Okay, welcome to the fourth episode of the By Steve Rowe podcast, a photography podcast that's also about social media and travel. This weekend, I was shooting in Bucheon, the city in between Incheon and Seoul, and very rainy evening, lots of good shots, and a new technique to talk to you about. And then on Sunday night, I did a portraiture shoot with local DJ duo Sekwi, who are from Seoul. We also teamed up with local design team, The International, on that one. So that was a big collaborative project. Very exciting. Very excited to get that out as well. Going to be sending it around to all the blogs. I'll talk a bit more about that one later. So first of all, let's talk actually about this shot in particular. So like I said, in Bucheon, lots of rain. So I was really keen. The next time it rained, I was really keen to try out one of these panning shots, which you're looking at right now. So what you have to do, you have to get something that is moving very fast. Before, I've tried this technique with a friend on a skateboard, and that one went quite well, but like, it just, I don't know, I think I had the wrong lens or something. It was all, there wasn't enough space. So that one never went well, so I never really uploaded that one. But this one, with a car, you've got a lot of space with it being in the road, and then you've also got a lot of speed. Now, the thing to do with this kind of shot is that you've got to judge the speed. So the whole thing with panning shooting is very difficult, and sports photographers use it a hell of a lot. And this weekend actually really made me appreciate sports photography and everything they do, because just imagine you've got Usain Bolt. You know, what's Usain Bolt's sprint time? It's like 9 seconds or something, isn't it? So you've got 9 seconds to get a great shot of Usain Bolt, and you don't get a second chance, do you know what I mean? And with it being one of the hardest techniques, all those photographers at the finish line or whatever of the Olympics, they're the creme de la creme. So what you have to do is you have to judge the speed of your subject. If you are too slow, if you are too fast, it's a blurry mess, okay? So that's why it's so hard. You've got to judge it. And at the same time, you've got to keep it in the center of your frame. You've got to make sure it's in focus, and then you pan in the same direction, okay? So that's why it's so difficult. 4 or 5 things to do at once, all the while judging the exact speed of your subject. Now, I did two shots that actually ended up looking quite good. There was this one and another one with a white SUV. And with the white SUV, it was all in focus. However, you know, I'll probably upload that in the future. But this particular one, I just love the way that it's like in focus at the front, and then the black end is all like blurry. And that just looks awesome to me. And also, a lot of comments about this one. I uploaded this one on Monday to the Instagram, and this one got a lot of comments about its vibrant color. Again, that is all due to the rain. Always when it rains, you get such vibrant colors. For some reason, even the neon signs, they even look more vibrant, even though they're not taking any reflection. I don't know. Maybe it's just the whole picture. But yeah, so this was possibly my favorite shot from the weekend. There was a lot of good shots. Bucheon is very, very busy, very packed. So it was quite hard to get one of the shots that I usually like with maybe just a one person as the subject. So I was focusing more on the cars and things like that. So yeah, that was this weekend on Saturday night. And then let's talk a little bit about Sunday night's shoot. Even though I'm not editing that photo, let's just go ahead. So I was doing portraiture. First time since I did that shoot with Dominic Gold, with the fractal lenses, I used them once again. So the idea was we were teaming up with The International, who are a clothes design brand, and they're very big in the underground music scene here. And they have a slogan, which is "Welcome to Acid House." So they're really big in the house music scene. And what I was doing, I was taking on that idea of acid, mushrooms, you know, hallucinogenic drugs, all of that stuff. And I thought that would be very easy to replicate with the fractal lenses. So what I did, what I ended up doing was working with Sekwi, and we did a lot of shoots around Jongno. Jongno is one of the best spots in Seoul for neon photography. That's got like all the very narrow alleyways. It's got all of the packed neon streets. And what we did, we went around the streets and we shot with a lot of the fractal lenses, and we were reflecting all the neons from behind us, trying to get like a, maybe like a bland background, but then re-imaging all of the neons that were behind me to in front of me, if you get what I'm saying. Because a lot of people, they're asking about how I use these light prisms and how they work. And so that's basically, you're holding it in front of the lens. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to get all the light from around you to now be scattered in front of you with reflections and all of that. So we did that shoot around Zhongno, and you know what, actually, when I got home and I looked through the photos, I was like, I don't think I did a good job, you know? Welcome to my brain. I always think that when I get home from a shoot, I'm like, I did terrible. But I think there's a little bit of advice for you. If you're really tired from shooting all day and you're walking around, you know, and all of that, and you're traveling, and just don't look at the photos when you get home. Just go straight to bed, rest or something. Look at them in the next day with a fresh mind. Because the first time I looked through these photos, I thought there were no good ones. I literally thought there were no good ones. I thought all of them were bad. I thought all the compositions were terrible. I thought, I don't know, I just wasn't feeling it. And then woke up again, fresh mind, fully rested. And there were like 40 good shots. So that's a little bit of advice for you. And you know what as well? Go back and look at old shoots that you've done. I've been doing that recently and I've been finding some really good shots from previous shoots from even like 2 months or 3 months ago. These are shoots that I looked at when, as soon as I got home, I maybe only picked two or three. But then, you know, it's always good to go back and have a look at those shots that you just missed, and that I guarantee you're going to find some gold. So make sure you do that as top tip for the weekend. Well, I got a lot of top tips because obviously, as promised, I'm actually going to talk about Reddit. Yeah, let's talk about Reddit in a bit. This weekend, I am traveling down to Busan, which is a very famous city now in South Korea. Famous thanks to Korean movie, A Train to Busan, the zombie movie, which nearly made me cry. Just nearly. I held it, but very nearly. At the end, I'm not going to ruin it, but at the end, all Korean movies are tearjerkers. No one does drama and just overall depression like the Koreans. I'm going to also refer to films like Taegukki, Brotherhood of War, the best war movie I've ever seen. It's about the Korean War movie. It's about the Korean War, and it's about two brothers that get separated during the war. Oh my God. There's about three scenes in there that will make you cry. What else? Recently, I also saw Pandora. Pandora is a movie about a nuclear plant that has a meltdown. And there's a scene at the end, always at the end, usually when the tears come. That one also nearly made me cry. So, Train to Busan. Apart from the crying part, it's about zombies. There's an outbreak of zombies, and it's about this father and his daughter. They were taking the train down to Busan anyway, but on the train, the zombie outbreak occurs, and it's also occurring all around the country, and it's about them trying to get all the way down south, from the top of Korea down to the bottom. Such a good movie, one of my favorite zombie movies. So I'm going to be doing that exact trip this weekend. Hopefully I don't get bitten. Hopefully I don't have to save anyone or save myself. We'll see. I'll let you know if I'm still alive. You'll know because I'll probably post a picture up on Instagram. Favorite zombie movie of all time, Shaun of the Dead. That's got to be mentioned. If we're going to talk about zombie movies, got to mention Shaun of the Dead. But anyway, moving on. So this weekend, Busan. Busan has one of the biggest apartment buildings in South Korea. The thing is huge. It's got, right, I think, I'm going to draw back from my memory, which is usually terrible, but I think it's got over 100 floors, maybe more, of apartment living. So it's an absolute monster in the cityscape, and I'm looking forward to shooting that. There's a really good spot, which I'm going to try and find. If you get on top of another rooftop, it almost, and the weather conditions, are, if they're right, it's going to look like a Blade Runner cityscape for sure, because this thing is huge. But weather this weekend, we're looking at sunshine. Also, raining. As I said, I do the weather report, right? It's raining on Thursday night, but I have football now. I play football on Thursday nights. So that's a bit of a bummer, isn't it? So anyway, moving on. Let's talk about the social media aspect of the podcast. Last week, I did travel. If you want to go back and check that, I talked about how to find really decent accommodation and also how to find cheaper flights. But this week, we are going to be talking about Reddit. A lot of people have been asking me about this because, you know, it's no secret or whatever, but Reddit has been the main source of my growth on Instagram. And that is because Reddit, imagine Reddit as... imagine Reddit. What it is, you've got lots of different subcategories, and all of those subcategories have amazing following, and people that are into that, whatever it is, all congregate there, and they all share photos or videos or information about that. So there's, I can guarantee there's a subreddit for almost anything. And what there are great subreddits for are photography. So the best ones to use, I found, for Reddit are I took a photo, or I took a picture, it changed its name, iTap. iTap was actually the first place where I shared a photo that like kind of thrusted me into the limelight. It was the Incheon Rain, and that ended up going to win photo of the year on that subreddit, and that just drew a lot of attention to me. That came with newspaper interviews, with radio interviews, all from that subreddit. So I can't stress enough how amazing Reddit is. I took a photo or picture, whichever one it is, you'll find it. That one there, that's a great place to just share any style of photography. I can't say that word today, what's wrong with me? Photography, that's a great place to share any style. Portraiture, street, landscape. I recently had a really good share on there. That one got to like 18,000 upvotes. And the good thing about iTap, I took a picture / photo, is that they allow you to share your Instagram, which is really helpful, because that leads me on to my next point. Some subreddits do not allow you to share your Instagram. It's so annoying. But I can see why some people do it. I think, let's talk a little bit about self-promotion on Reddit. It is generally frowned upon. And people that get their account and they just start and they immediately go around sharing it, sharing photos in all sorts of subreddits, is generally frowned upon. So how do you start that? How do you become able to share your Instagram, your Facebook, Twitter, whatever? So on Reddit, there's a thing called karma, and next to your username, there's a little number. Now, the higher that number is, people are going to respect you more, because it just looks like you've been providing to the Reddit community more and more, and that it's not just self-promotion. I'm just looking at this photo. I think I've got a better one than this. Have I? Yeah, I think I might have a better one than this. I'm gonna do the very professional thing of pausing the video and moving on and finding the right photo. So let's just do that. So yeah, there we are, we're back. Right, so the karma, the points next to your name. So for example, I've got like 65,000 karma now, which is a huge number. And so people see that number and they think, okay, he's been providing to the Reddit community. It's cool for him to share his Instagram here and there. But again, not every subreddit lets you. So right now I've got an active post on Reddit, which is currently at, it's actually my, I think this is working its way up to be my most popular post on Reddit. Let's just have a look what it is now. Top, here we go. Okay, yeah, so it's currently sitting at the top of all time with 22,000 upvotes, which is awesome. And this was shared on the subreddit of art, ART. Now, the only problem with art is that 2 hours, this is my first time posting there, 2 hours into sharing my photo, my Instagram link got took down. So I did manage to gain a real good bulk of followers, maybe like around 200. And now the Instagram link's been taken down. You can't even just put your username. Like, that's, they don't allow it at all. So it's a shame, because I can guarantee that this would have got me 1,000 followers easy, because I shared a photo on iTap last weekend. That only got, well, only, but that got 14,000 followers, and that gained me 1,000 Instagram followers. 14,000 upvotes, sorry. And that gave me 1,000 followers. So can you imagine what 22,000 would have gained me on this subreddit? It's a shame, and it is frustrating, because right now I'm really trying to get to 10K. I just want to get to 10K, and then I'll feel like, right, this is it. You know, I'm 400 off currently. But just, can you imagine? But that's the way it is. Another subreddit that doesn't let you do your Instagram link, but it's really good, is the subreddit Pix. And Pix is not just photography, it's just pictures of anything from your breakfast to your dog to your grandma's crazy ornaments that she has, like anything. That all goes into Pix. It's a big mixture, but it's one of the most popular subreddits on the whole of Reddit, but they don't allow Instagram links. So what you have to do is you have to find your niche. Now, my style of photography looks at cyberpunk, it looks at vaporwave, and it looks at Outrun. Now, vaporwave and cyberpunk categories are really good to share on. Outrun, not so much. Maybe I'm not quite hitting the genre right. You know, they use probably like older cars, but anytime I take a photo of a car, anytime I take a photo of a car, I post in there, but it's just not been working out recently. So, you know, never mind. But you've got to find your niche, and then what you've got to do is you've got to study that Reddit, and you've got to try and see how people post there, see how self-promotion is looked at. And what you then need to do is you need to make your first post, you know, make it some of your best work. Always post your best work on Reddit. I never bother with just like throwaway stuff. It's always got to be your best work, because it is such a great tool to build your profile. And then what you want to do is, in the comments, what I like to do is just explain what the photo is. You know, a lot of people will have questions about my style of photography, such as the color editing, when I use the light prisms. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to explain that in a short paragraph, and then, you know, really quick and snappy, like maybe 2 or 3 lines. And then underneath, you're going to want to put your Instagram link, and just make it like a friendly, like, oh, if you're interested in seeing more of this style, check out Instagram. Yeah. And then feel free to put your link. So that's what you need to do. You just basically need to give information, and then people are going to be more keen to follow you back or go ahead and click that link. When you are on places like Pix and your places like I Took a Picture, these are such popular subreddits that you don't immediately get onto the main page. Once you get onto the main page, and the main page being the front page of that particular subreddit, that's when your posts start to climb. However, they don't get there until they've had enough upvotes. So what it is, your post will then be put into just the new page. The new page doesn't get nearly as much traffic. So how do you get it from new to, I think they call it best, new to best, is make the title as really appealing as possible. Make the pictures as vibrant and as eye-catching as possible. And then try and just, you know, maybe share your photo around with a few of your friends who have read it. Try and get a few upvotes. Try not to do that too much, because I think there's an algorithm in Reddit that recognizes if this same IP addresses keep upvoting your photos. And then I've read online, I'm not sure if it's true, but the upvote then doesn't hold as much weight. It doesn't really count as an upvote. I'm not 100%, but these are just things that I've read. So I just, you know, just to be safe, I don't do it too much. And then, yeah, hopefully when you get from new, then you get to the main page, and then you start climbing. There's like 30 places on the main page. You really want to get into that top 10. And once you get into that top 10, you don't have to worry about it anymore. It just carries itself from all the traffic that's on Reddit. reply to comments as much as possible. The comments that you get may not always be positive. Reddit has a lot of trolls, no lie, because so Cyberpunk, subreddit Cyberpunk, the amount of comments that I get that like, this isn't Cyberpunk, go, you know, and they say some quite nasty things to you. You just gotta, you know, have thick skin when you're sharing your work online, and you just gotta ignore it and not rise to it. And definitely, definitely do not start commenting back. You don't wanna have your work and then underneath is you arguing, you know, about the style of it. It just doesn't look good. So stay away from trolls. Don't feed them, yeah? Or only reply to questions and positive comments. Even if the person says, nice photo, always say thank you, because it just looks genuine and it looks like you really care about that, because you probably do. I really appreciate every single nice comment about my photos. I appreciate all constructive criticism. You know, if someone said, oh, maybe your composition could have been a little bit closer, that's fine. That's a nice, that's some good constructive criticism. Take it. You say, you know, thank you. Yeah, that's something I'll consider next time. Just when anyone says your photo is absolutely terrible, this doesn't belong in this subreddit, you know. I try not to swear on this podcast, but you know what I'm trying to say. Just don't reply to them. Just leave them. Generally, those comments will be removed anyway by the moderators. And always, if you're not sure about a subreddit, just message the moderators. There's a little section down the side. Just message them and ask any queries or questions. It's much better for you to do that than you just go ahead and post anyway, and then your work gets removed or you get banned from the subreddit. As you may know or may not know, I run a photography website called Frames, framesco.com. When I started that, I immediately went to Reddit. I was brand new to Reddit. I didn't really post many of my own photos in there. And I was just sharing my articles online. And I had like really low karma. And I've been banned from streetwear. I've been banned from Japan Pix. I've been banned from fashion. I've been banned from a lot of subreddits. And I'm not just saying like, just for a few days. Like, I think I'm banned on off streetwear for 999 days or something ridiculous. It was kind of harsh. It was like the first time I posted that. I know it might have been second. Yeah, I think it might have been the second or third time, maybe, that I posted my blog there. And, you know, they have very little patience. So the best thing to do, just to recap, build up your karma, and you do that by sharing other people's work, by just sharing generally interesting things for that subreddit. Build it up, because then it's not your own work and people will appreciate, you know, you sharing other people's work for them to gain more notice. You start to build up your karma. I would say a good number to start sharing your own things is when it starts to get into the high hundreds, maybe like around 500. That's a fair number to start sharing your own things, and try to go for that self-promotion. Just remember, be very tactical with it. Don't be too like, come here, look at me, come and look at my IG, I'm desperate for followers, you know. Allow all that, you've got to say. Give that information about the photo, say something really helpful that can help people learn, and then put your Instagram at the bottom with a little friendly message. Always reply to comments. Do not reply to bad comments, however, but do a reply to constructive criticism. And that's about it. Just find your niche, find the subreddit. And if there isn't a subreddit for what you do, go ahead and make it. You know, that could really help you out. I've been asked a few times to make a subreddit. I just ain't got time. I do too many things. I can't be a moderator of a subreddit. That looks like a lot of work. So yeah, that's it. That's Reddit for you. And that should really help you get your work out there. I would say half of my followers on Instagram to date are from Reddit alone. So currently I'm nearly at 10K. 5,000 easy have come from Reddit. So there you go. It is one of the best places to get your work out there and to get noticed. All right, that is the end of the podcast. I think next week I'm going to look at travel again, maybe even just a little bit about Busan, who knows. But yes, if you want to support the podcast or just in general support the works, go take a look at www.bystevero.com. There you will find prints, posters, notebooks, mouse mats, t-shirts, all sorts of stuff with my work on it. Looks good for a birthday present. Looks good for what's coming up. Any holidays? Buddha's birthday is next week. You could buy him a poster of my work. Might look good. I don't know. So that's the website, bystevero.com. Link in the description. Leave a like, leave a comment. Please be sure to subscribe. Gotta like get this channel growing. And if you haven't already, follow me on Instagram. It's at steverowe_. Again, the link is in the description. All right, that's the podcast. Have a good week and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.